From KUOW, it's The Record with Ross Reynolds. I'm Marcy Silman. Ross, you know a city is growing when you spot construction cranes sprouting up all over. From the top of a tower crane in Belltown, you can see the entire Seattle skyline, mountains, the Space Needle, and a field of other cranes.
It's no surprise that Seattle is under construction. Look no further than the Mercer Mess. And according to Forbes magazine, Seattle is one of the fastest growing cities in America.
At 3rd and Vine Street in Belltown, our colleagues Steve Scher and Hannah Byrne went to find out what it's like to spend your day operating a tower crane. They started with both feet on the ground.
But this is a little freaky, Marcy. The site manager, Paul Beathy, told Steve cranes are built to free spin in the wind.
Just like a weather vane.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. When we go home at night, you let the brakes off. You lock the boom in a 60-degree angle, and it weather vanes like just like a top of a barn. If you don't, that's when accidents happen.
So next time it's a windy day, if I'm downtown late at night, I'll see movement.
Yeah, you'll see that the crane will be swinging sometimes. Yeah, you don't lock them off. I want to make sure that you have your proper high-vis on, so we'll get you each a vest,
okay,
a hard hat.
Here we got outfitted for climbing the crane. Paul had us put on some bright orange vests and hard hats, and he took us over to Jeff Hoffman. Jeff volunteered to take us to the top of the crane. So we stepped into the man lift with a bunch of other guys. The man lift is basically the elevator of the construction world.
14, please. 9, please. 11, 9, 14. 15. Anybody else?
15. The man lift took us to the 14th floor. That's where we could access the crane. So we walked through the partially built condos over to a little step stool, and we were at the base of the crane. The climb was a little scary at first.
No, you don't want to look down, right?
I'm just looking at the wrong.
You want to look up and out. I see now it gets a little different because we're unattached from the building.
We are unattached. We reattach. Actually, on this level that just got poured, there's two metal slabs right there. But right now we're connected down at 14.
Oh, and there's the crane moving. So we're climbing up this big ladder. Think of it like a long step ladder. It's that angle. And you're climbing up, though, through a chute. So it's open, but there's metal all around you. So you're not really going to be tumbling off the ladder. You're contained. We've got about 5 more floors left to go. The apartment building was way below us, and we're just sort of out in space. Then we made it to the top, where we met the crane operator. His name is Ray Bissett, but everyone calls him Bluto.
We started at, we
level
took the
14.
Elevator 14,
oh,
yeah.
Okay,
I got to say, Ray or Bluto.
Yeah, Bluto, yeah.
This is quite a commute you have.
Oh, yeah.
Keeps you in shape.
Hey, hello.
Hannah.
Hannah, nice to meet you, Hannah. You made it up.
I'll set the hatch here.
I mean, again, it's high, and I don't know if I'd love to be going a lot higher, but it feels very safe, secure, solid.
Good, good. How are you? Well, you feel free to walk around.
So we can walk around here?
Sure.
That's my little bucket.
I drop that down to get, anything I need, or I could have lowered this down and rose up your bag so you didn't have to carry it up here. They should have told you that.
Does that mean that's also where you leave deposits?
There is that question sometimes about how that goes about. Yeah, I drop my jug down. There's not a hose running all the way down here.
That's a very nice way to put it, too. You drop your jug down.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
How long have you been a crane operator?
I joined the union in 1978, so I haven't been running cranes that whole time, but probably about close to 20 years.
We did come up on a calm day, didn't we?
A few days ago, I got a 65-mile-an-hour wind.
Can you describe what that feels like?
This crane actually is just swaying back and forth. You do not realize how much this crane will actually move in the wind. And it makes noises and rattles and pops and things shake. And yes, it's...
So you're weather vaning, you're free and spinning.
But it's pushing you because in that kind of windstorm, It'll take, and when you're weather vaning, it'll actually push the crane over, 15, 20 feet one way or another.
Yeah, I would say that has to be the scariest part.
I mean, it really scares you because, you really are trying to be safe, and, you want everyone to go home with their toes and fingers, and there's a lot of stress involved. You want to go home every night and see their family and everything else, and everyone else on the site. And believe me, these things can go to hell in a handbag in a second, you know.
So do you have just a good attitude to keep the stress down? What do? I mean, you might just have the disposition for it, right?
Yeah, I think I don't think everyone is cut out to do this. I never imagined I would end up doing this. I mean, I never imagined that I would be running tower cranes, because you don't just jump up here. I mean, I started on the very ground floor.
What attracted you to coming up here?
Money. It's amazing what we'll do for money, isn't it? I can swing over and make a couple of moves here. Then if you want to sit in the seat or...
Can I sit in the seat?
Sure, you surely can.
Just because I'm 2 years old.
Do it. There's nothing really you can do right now that's going to get anything in trouble. I'll turn it on and if you want to pick this down, actually feel the controls, and you're not going to turn the crane on or nothing's going to go crazy.
So you don't want me to turn the crane on?
I'm gladly that
thing. Crane cab is like a nice tractor cab, if you've ever been in one, or a nice truck cab. The controls for the crane are right at your fingertips, toggles that go left and right, up and down, red lights and green lights. Ray's got some older copies of the Everett Herald stuck up behind a bungee cord, and behind him, there's some supplies, crackers and peanut butter, if he gets hungry. As you'd imagine, you have a great view from the crane cab. There's the building way down below, the men operating the machines that were evening out the cement floor. Puget Sound, ferries going by. If we spun around, there'd be the Space Needle and the University District beyond. But it's not just what's in front of you. You get a good view of what's below you, too. Most of the floor itself is glass. Your feet are up on some metal bars, and you look down between your feet to see what's happening way down below. I moved aside so Bluto could take over, and that's when he started operating. He picked some piles of wood up from the ground and brought them to a higher level. He moved some rebar. All the while, Bluto can't see what he's doing. He has to rely entirely on communication from his colleagues below.
So it's a generator. I know what a generator is and how much it weighs. This crane will actually pick 26,000 pounds anywhere at 115 feet. 26,000 pounds is pretty good.
We're almost to the end of our crane tour, but I still had to ask Bluto one more question.
So, you know what, I know you get this all the time, but here's the other curious thing people say. How do you get the Christmas lights up onto the end of the crane when you do that? You climb, so you climb like that one?
Well, this lowers down.
That's the lower, you climb there?
Yeah, you can climb either one. I mean, it all depends.
Done that?
Oh, yeah.
Fun?
I've done this for quite a while, yeah.
Hanging the Christmas lights.
Oh, yeah.
Is that the high point or the low point of the work here?
I don't know how to answer that.
Well, because I would say that even though this is very solid, it seems like getting out to the end to put the Christmas lights on always looked like just, I guess, one more step out into the atmosphere.
Well, usually we do all the maintenance on here, too, so you have to lower the boom down, and then you have a little catwalk right there. And then you walk out on the end of that, and you got to check the bolts and the rest of the... So, yeah, it has its moments.
Climbing down the tower, for the record, I'm Steve Scher. Hannah Byrne produced this report with Jim Gates.